91X News.
It's 12 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Mallory Day. A crowd of about 100 people gathered last night at a candlelight service to honor victims of Friday's terrorist attacks in Paris. The Salvation Army's Major Will Brown Ratcliffe spoke about how holding the Weigel Rite after the festive Christmas parade isn't irrelevant.
It was on a lovely evening in Paris where people were enjoying a few jokes with friends at a cafe. An enthusiastic crowd was enthralled by a soccer game. Fans were listening to the beat of their favorite musicians. It was at that moment, in the everyday zest of life, that the evils of terrorism reached in to strike its innocent victims.
In several coordinated attacks, 129 people were killed and over 350 wounded in the attacks on Friday. ISIS has claimed responsibility and France's prime minister is promising revenge. After being dark since Friday, the Eiffel Tower is lit this evening in red, white, and blue, the colors of the French flag. Monuments around the world have been the same in recent days in a show of solidarity with Paris, including the Sydney Opera House, Berlin's Brandenburg Gate, and Toronto's CN Tower. The Eiffel Tower reopened to visitors this afternoon. A defiant French leader has addressed the nation. Tom Rivers reports.
Fighting words from President Hollande through a translator. He totally rejects the current notion of ISIS containment.
It is not about containing, but about destroying that organization.
He wants a real international effort to wipe it out. And in the meantime,
France will intensify its operations in Syria.
He congratulated the French fighter pilots who rocked Raqqa overnight with some 20 bombs. He promises more are on the way. Tom Rivers, ABC News, Paris.
A stream of people stopped by a torched mosque in Peterborough, Ontario today to offer support to the Shaikh Muslim community. One of them, Larry Forsey, drove out of his way to press some cash into the hands of the president of the Muslim Association.
These people haven't done anything wrong, so they're trying to make a better life here in Canada, so let's help them out. Because one idiot decides to do something like that. People are down and they need help, then let's help them. That's what Canada's supposed to be all about.
The mosque has about $80,000 in damage as a result to the Saturday night arson. Police in Kitchener are investigating after several windows in a Hindu temple were shattered late last night. No one inside the Randam Hindu temple was hurt, but they were unable to see who did the damage. Police say 5 rocks were thrown at the building. Investigators say they haven't drawn any link between the vandalism and Friday's attacks in Paris that killed at least 129 people. Saskatchewan's premier says the federal government should suspend its plan to bring in 25,000 Syrian refugees by the end of the year. Jennifer Graham has more.
In a letter to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Premier Bradwell says he's worried about fast-tracking refugee claims. The premier says it's worth being cautious if there's a chance that even only one person would use the process to come into Canada with a plan to harm Canadians.
We're talking 45 days from now, and I don't have a confidence that we can either do this credibly and effectively in terms of the issue of security or settlement.
Wall says Canada should take in refugees, but he says security should be first and foremost the concern. Jennifer Graham, The Canadian Press, Regina.
Quebec says it is still committing to accepting refugees from Syria, but Provincial Immigration Minister Kathleen Wei says security won't be compromised. Wei acknowledged that some Quebecers may have fears after Friday's terrorist attacks in Paris left 129 dead. She told a news conference today, it's also important to remember those who will benefit, families and children. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has told his fellow G20 leaders that Canada will continue to make a strong military contribution in the fight against Islamic militants, but it won't be from the air.
We made a clear commitment in the campaign to stop the bombing mission by Canadian jets and to replace it with a role for Canada that was still a serious military role, but leaned more towards training of local troops to be able to bring the fight directly to ISIL.
Canada currently has 6 CF-18 fighter jets flying missions against ISIL. A 70-year-old woman has died after her vehicle jumped a curb and smashed into a tree this afternoon in Ottawa. Paramedics were able to restart her heart, but she was pronounced dead in hospital. Paramedics say it appears the woman suffered from some form of medical emergency. Police say it's not clear if she died as a result of that or of the injuries she sustained in the crash. A 52-year-old Hamilton man is facing 3 charges after a local party turned violent on Saturday night. Police say 2 men were fighting after a party in a downtown apartment building when a 3rd man came out of the apartment wielding a hatchet. Police allege he hit 1 victim in the head with the weapon, causing non-life-threatening injuries. William Case is facing 2 charges of assault and 1 charge of assault with a weapon. Ottawa police have had their 7th homicide case. Officers were called to a Vanier residence Saturday evening when they found a male who'd been shot. The victim later died in hospital. Nearly 200 train and bus mechanics were locked out of their jobs in the Ontario Northland Transportation Commission in North Bay and Cochrane yesterday. The members of Unifor Local 103 have been without a contract since December of 2013. ONTC says freight, motor, and coach transportation will continue as scheduled, but their repair center is closed for further notice. That's QNET News on 91X 27-407. Sports is next.
No need to watch award shows this year to get your fix of stars. Just visit Mark's No Frills, where the all-new Guiding Stars program makes eating healthier a breeze. No more frustration due to small print nutritional facts to find out what's good and what's not. Simply look for the stars on the package. For more information on the Guiding Stars program, visit guidingstars.ca. Be sure to ask about PC points as well. Mark's No Frills, 211 Bell Boulevard, Belleville. And remember, as Mark's No Frills, our prices won't be beat.
Good afternoon, I'm Molly Little with QNET Sports. The Trenton Golden Hawks defeated the Milton Ice Hawks last night 4-0, while the Amherstview Jets defeated the Campbellford Rebels 4-2 last night, while the Napanee Raiders and Gananoque Islanders tied 3-3 in overtime. The Montreal Canadiens look to break out of a small slump when they host the Vancouver Canucks in tonight's NHL action. The Canadiens boast the best record in the Atlantic Division, but have lost 2 straight games, including a 6-1 defeat to Colorado on home ice Saturday. The Canucks are playing their 6th game in a 7-game road swing. The Ottawa Senators will see a familiar opponent when they host the Detroit Red Wings tonight. It will be the 3rd meeting between the team this season. Detroit and Ottawa split the 2-game series at the end of October, with both teams winning on the road. Also tonight, Winnipeg visits the St. Louis. Colorado Avalanche center Matt Duchene is the NHL's first star of the week. Duchene led the league with 4 goals and 8 points over 3 games. New York Rangers winger Matt Zuccarello and Toronto goalie James Reimer round out the week's 3 stars. The Toronto Maple Leafs had their 3-game win streak snapped by the hottest team in the league. Matt Zuccarello scored with 58 seconds left to give the New York Rangers their 9th straight win, 4-3, over Toronto at Madison Square Garden. Leafs goalie Jonathan Bernier says he's at fault for giving up a big rebound that led to the game-winning goal for New York in the final minute.
I know guys going to battle hard, and they did, and unfortunately I gave a bad rebound in the end, and I lost that 2 points.
The Calgary Stampeders have advanced to the CFL's West Final with a 35-9 thrashing of the BC Lions in the division semifinal. Lions linebacker Adam Big Hill said the Lions lost the field position battle and couldn't score.
You play good defenses, it's tough to consistently drive the field for, you know, and get points. I mean, we put up, you know, decent yards tonight, but it didn't relate to enough points.
Justin Medlock's 46-yard field goal on the final play earned the Hamilton Tiger Cats a 25-22 win over the Toronto Argonauts in the CFL's East Division semifinal. Medlock's heroics came after Toronto kicker Swayze Waters missed 2 kicks from 40 yards earlier in the game. Medlock says he can feel his opponent's pain.
It's tough. I mean, I've been in those shoes, missing kicks. I don't know, 3-4 kicks in the fourth quarter, whatever he had, and yeah, he made the one that counted, and that's the most important thing.
The four-driver field is set for the finale of the Chase for the Sprint Cup Championship at Miami Homestead Speedway next Sunday. Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex Jr. joined Jeff Gordon by finishing among the top 14 in the rain-shortened race at Phoenix International Raceway. Martin Truex Jr. says it's gratifying to move on to Homestead as part of the Championship Four.
Just proud of my team for their fight, proud of what they've been able to give me to put me in this year to be competitive and have the best season of my career. And just feels good to go to Homestead with a chance to do something special. And, you know, there's three other guys we got to go up against, but feel pretty good about our chances.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com.
Now your weather forecast. Tonight, clear with a low of 2. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 8. Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 13. At 4:11, it's 12 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Mallory Day, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.